This week, we'll discuss the fallout from the government shutdown with Congresswoman Donna Edwards and issues at the Federal Protective Service with AFGE Local 918 President David Wright. We'll also discuss ways to engage retired union members with AFGE Local 2024 Chief Steward Donald Hands. But first, we've been joined by AFGE National President J. David Cox. President Cox, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Jason. Glad to be back.
President Cox, last week, of course, there was a shooting at the LAX airport in Los Angeles that claimed the life of a transportation security officer and wounded two other officers. Gerardo Hernandez was the first officer killed in the line of duty since TSA's inception in 2001. Can you talk to me about what happened in this situation?
Sure, Jason. I think most folks know that there was a shooter who came into the airport, apparently had some issues with TSA, had some information on him that had issues with TSA, opened up firing his weapon and shot one of our officers and wounded two other officers and another person that was in the airport. It was a very, very sad occasion. Again, this is the first TSA employee to lose their life in the line of duty. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with his family and also with the other two injured employees of TSA and their families. Very, very difficult times, but we've learned something very clear. Transportation security officers have done a great job protecting the American public and making flying very safe for us. But at this point, we've realized we have not done a good job as a country protecting the transportation security officers, and that's very obvious with the murder and the shooting of these officers this past week.
President Cox, what can be done to protect TSOs when they're on the job protecting the flying public?
Well, first, we believe that there should be an armed law enforcement officer at each checkpoint throughout the country. That had been the case in Los Angeles, but there had been decisions made to no longer have the armed law enforcement person at the checkpoint and have them roaming through the airports. But we believe that this is some time for some standardization. We believe that the administrator of TSA actually has the right by the Transportation Security Act that was passed, Aviation Transportation Security Act that was passed several years ago, to create a law enforcement status person to be at each checkpoint in an airport. Obviously, this could be a TSA employee. We are not advocating the arming of all transportation security officers. We believe clearly that this situation needs to be carefully examined, and the creation of a law enforcement status officer in TSA that would be at checkpoints.
What do you think is the most important thing that we can take away from this situation, that TSOs can take away from this situation as they try to move forward and recover?
Well, I think it's very important that they take away the valuable job that they do for the American public. Since TSA has been in existence, there have been no successful hijackings in this country. There's not been the terrorist attacks that we saw in the air, bringing down buildings and airplanes all over our country. So that's something that TSA should be very, very proud of. But I think it's an opportunity to take a step back and to assess the situation. And again, we've done a great job with TSA protecting the American public. Now it's time to figure out how to expand that protection to the transportation security officers themselves, and not only in the creation of a law enforcement status position somewhere inside of TSA, but also how checkpoints are constructed, how there is a at least a higher level position that some of these law enforcement people may be in, so that they have greater oversight of the entire checkpoint. There's numerous things, and AFG certainly wants to work with TSA and through our TSA council and activists to help evaluate the situation and how to improve it. We can't go back and make the situation of last week not happen. What we can do is make sure that such situations do not happen again.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're speaking with J. David Cox, president of AFGE. President Cox, you've been a federal employee for most of your career. You've been an advocate for federal employees for quite some time. What goes through your mind? What are you thinking about whenever you hear that someone has an issue with, in this case, TSA, or with federal employees in general, that leads them to take such drastic measures and leads to a situation like this?
Jason, the first thoughts in my mind is I think there are many members of Congress and various individuals that have done a very good job of playing federal employees as villains, and we are not villains. We are public servants. We care for veterans. We keep people safe by running the federal penitentiary system. We guard the borders. We certainly protect people from terrorists at airports and TSA. We inspect the food. We do a great job. We take pride in the work that we do. We want to be civil servants that go to work and serve the American people. And I get very upset sometimes when we're portrayed as villains, and we're your next door neighbors. We're the little league coaches. We're the soccer coaches. We are the people that are working the PTAs. We are part of the community. We are taxpayers. So I want us to have the fair shake and people to appreciate the work that we do for them.
Have you been able to talk to any TSOs either in Los Angeles or around the country since this has happened? And if so, what have they said to you?
Yes, I was able to talk with the president of our local there in Los Angeles, obviously he's been very appreciative of the outpouring of support that has been showed to all of the TSA employees there in L.A. While we do have this officer that was murdered and his family and the injured officers, there were other officers on duty that day that clearly, you know, they were in a work area and saw their colleague murdered right before their very eyes and their other colleagues shot. That's a very traumatic experience. So I think the entire TSA family is hurting right now. And they certainly they need the support of the American people, telling them that they appreciate the work that they do, and some kindness. TSA officers are assaulted on a daily basis from passengers that's upset because they're taking weapons away from them and things of that nature. And obviously, no one likes to wait in line, and people are running late for flights. So I understand part of the frustration level, but the transportation security officers are there doing their job to protect us from those that would do great harm to us.
President Cox, many times on this very program, you and I have talked about your experience as a caregiver in the VA and talking about the things that you've seen from our veterans coming home from war. And one of the things that you explained here is that the human brain is not built to withstand and tolerate some of the things that our veterans and our soldiers have experienced in the battlefield. How concerned are you about that sort of response or situation with some of these TSOs or even the general public who witnessed what happened last week in Los Angeles?
Clearly, it's a normal human response, Jason. I would have it, and you would have it. We'd be the same way. If I would have been in the Los Angeles airport last week and someone started shooting a gun and people are screaming at me to get on the floor and then to run for my very life, I would be terrorized. I would probably not be sleeping well at night. I would be thinking about that. There's a certain element to post-traumatic stress. And it doesn't just necessarily occur right at that time. Many times it's days, weeks, and even months later. And we all need help processing those type things. It's nothing any different than being in severe automobile accidents or to be in a building and it catches on fire. Our military suffer from this on an ongoing basis because they're in constant battles and a constant areas where they feel that they're in constant harm. All of our TSOs that was working last week in Los Angeles, as well as those passengers and any other employees, the employees for providing the food service and vendors in the airport, there will be an element of effects upon those people, and we as a society need to reach out and do everything that we can with TSA. We've been working with them, as well as they have reached out to an employee assistance program with the Flight Attendants Union that has had good experience dealing with these type things, and it's important to get the help that everyone needs to cope and to deal with a very chaotic situation that should never have existed.
Can you talk for a minute what it's like to be a TSO, what their responsibilities are, what they can and can't do, and ultimately some of the challenges that they face on the worksite?
Our TSOs, they are not deemed law enforcement officers. They wear a uniform. They wear a badge. They have the power to stop people into checkpoints, to screen them, to go through luggage. They're highly trained individuals. Number one, just from the starting of the document checking. I mean, I would never know if it was a fake driver's license or not. I mean, but they're absolute experts in checking documents. They're highly trained individuals to be able to read the X-ray scanners and to pinpoint things that could be dangerous and could bring down an airplane. They're trained in how to just show courtesy and respect to passengers, but at the same token, they do have a job to do. They have to enforce the laws and the rules and the regulations. You can't carry weapons on the planes. You can't carry explosive devices, and that's the way it is. They are charged with the enforcement of those laws.
And something that came up several months ago was this idea of perhaps allowing even small knives on planes. And that was something that AFGE and a number of other groups strongly opposed, right?
Yes, sir. We oppose that along with all of the airline unions and many public organizations. We believe, introducing a knife into a checkpoint and trying to have an argument about the knife is too big or too small and things of that nature could only escalate situations and create problems for folks. And so we oppose that. We're very glad that the administration backed off of that. And we believe clearly after what we saw last Friday that it was the right decision to make. We do not need any type of weapons of any nature, and the things that people can use as weapons going through checkpoints and also endangering the lives of the American people.
President Cox, as we close out here today, what's your final message to TSOs around the country listening in today?
Number one, I would say to all of our transportation security officers, you are so deserving of all the respect, and I, for one, am truly appreciative of the great work that you do. I fly on a regular basis, and my flights always get to where I'm going and get me back safe and sound, and I know it's because of TSA. They're there. They're screening those passengers. They're screening that baggage. They are protecting me, and they are doing a great job. And I want all of them to know that their entire AFGE family has them in their thoughts and in their prayers. And we're especially remembering, our fallen brother and his family and our officers that were wounded. But again, all of our officers that was in that situation and our officers that are going to work today questioning, will something happen to me where I will not be able to go home tonight to my family? And I want them to know that AFGE is on the job doing everything that we can to have a safe work environment for every TSA employee.
AFGE National President J. David Cox. President Cox, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you so much, Jason. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll discuss issues at the Federal Protective Service with AFGE Local 918 President David Wright.